This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, our announcer said, please take your seats. You know, that's something that I think is important. Broadcasters need to be polite. And what I'm noticing is that commercials are starting to say please, and other broadcasters are starting to say please. And I love it. I love it. So, good on them. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes. And always,
I'm so glad.
Be blessed.
Rich Sheban doesn't like talking about cars very much. And so whenever he comes on with me, the first thing I say to him before he says a single word is, since you mentioned cars, and then I talk about cars for like, you know, a couple minutes. But I do have a public. So, Dr. Sheely, since you mentioned cars. I have a public service announcement. This is quite important, I think. Now, it doesn't initially relate to medicine, but ultimately it does. Here's what happened. So there's an article in the DailyMail.com, and this mother, 52 years old, and it says, headline, mother, 52 is killed instantly when wheel flies off Dodge pickup truck and smashes through her windshield in freak accident while she was driving her 17-year-old son home from baseball. Okay. So now this gal was driving her GMC truck. A wheel flew off a truck going in the opposite direction, rolled through her windshield and killed her. Now the reason I want to mention this is because I have been talking about these wheel hubs on trucks lately. And, well, I've been talking about it for years. But what's happening in the last 20-something years is instead of having an axle with a wheel bearing that is greased on a routine basis like every 40,000 miles or so, that was common practice back in the 50s, 60s, probably 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. But in the last 20, 30 years, we've been replacing. The manufacturers have been using these sealed-for-life hubs, which are not greasable, and you just throw them away. What happens is people are not paying attention to their front-end suspensions because there's nothing to grease. You just, you know, wait till it fails, and then you replace these parts. What I'm saying is we have here at our shop replaced every Dodge pickup that's been in here, and almost every Chevrolet pickup truck that has these hubs, we have replaced them because they have failed. This is a really serious problem, class. So if you have a pickup truck, and it's 2000 or newer, maybe even before 2000, maybe the late 90s, you have these hubs that are not greasable, and you need to pay attention. If you hear a little squealing coming out of your front end when the wheels are turning, you need to pay attention to that and check it. Because if that hub runs out of grease, and they do, the bearings run dry, they will fail and the wheels can fly off. And they can kill you or somebody in front of you or somebody behind you. And I'm very serious about this. So that's our public service announcement. And you may find that if you have, a computer in your car, it'll tell you that there's something wrong with the drivetrain. One of the sensors may sense that there's something going on. If you see that, you need to check and find out if you have a wheel hub / wheel bearing problem. Okay? And that's our public service announcement. Dr. Sheely, what's happening today, in my opinion, is we're not paying attention to vehicles because We have computers to tell us everything. And people don't check under the hoods. They don't check the oil. Why would we check the oil? Because it's a light or a message that comes on our console to tell us these things. It's crazy how we're not paying attention to what's happening all around us, including our health. And the reason this is related to medicine is this lady was killed.
And, of course, it wouldn't have done her any good to check her car because it came from another car, a truck.
Right. You know, back in the 90s, 1993, I started teaching high school students, and I took all my students. One of the arrangements I made with the superintendent of schools is I said, I'll be a teacher, but I will only report to you, the superintendent. I will not report to the principal because he doesn't know anything about what I'm doing. So I'm not going to go tell him. So I cut this deal with him. And the other thing, the deal was that I'll do it, but I want to take all my students on a field trip. And it'll take a day and a half, and we'll do it over the weekend. And I want to take them all to the Computer Electronics Show in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'll pay for the whole thing. So Mrs. Finelli and I paid for a bus to take our students, and we bought shirts for them so we could find them. There's like, I don't know, 100,000 or more people there. And I wanted us to be able to find our students if they got lost. So we bought them all shirts that were like an electric green color, and they were monogrammed. And anyway, so we're in this bus, and we chartered this bus, and I sat in the front seat next to the bus driver to keep him awake because we left Friday night for Atlanta so we could be there first thing in the morning from Virginia. And so it was daylight, and I saw from the other side of the interstate a wheel tire assembly rolling toward us. It went right from the opposite direction, traffic coming toward us on the opposite side of the median on the interstate. An 18-wheeler tire and wheel was rolling probably 50, 60 miles an hour right toward the windshield of this bus. I'm not kidding. And the driver didn't see it. And, you know, I was staying awake all night to keep him awake. And he saw it, and we swerved, and we avoided having this 18-wheeler wheel kill us. And I'm serious. So I've seen this happen. It does happen. And the other part of this little public service announcement is I believe that there's another reason why wheels fall off. There's two other reasons. One, I looked at the image of this wheel, and it was not a factory wheel. So when people put wheels on their pickup trucks, there's something called an offset. And an offset is how far out the center of the wheel sticks out from what it would normally be from the factory. So you have a leverage effect. And if you have wheels that are different from the factory wheels and the offset pushes the wheels out farther, there's more stress and strain on the bearings and the hubs, and it causes them to fail faster. Okay, so that, you know, when you see these wheels on these pickup trucks that these young people like, and the wheels are sticking out farther than they should, you see that. We all see that. Well, it's crazy. It really is crazy, and it's dangerous. But for some reason, it's allowed by, I don't know, law. It should not be, according to the way I think. That's one thing. And the other thing is that when we're not smart enough, I guess, to use a torque wrench and put the proper amount of torque on these lug nuts and lug bolts to bolt the wheels to the axles, front and rear. We're not smart enough to do that today. When I and our son or anybody in our family works on a vehicle, we use a torque wrench, and we literally torque the nuts and the lug nuts on and the wheel bolts on by hand, and we read the torque wrench to make sure that they are right, and we go around three times after we got the right torque to make sure that we got it right the first time, the second time, and the third time. So, Dr. Shealy, I wanted to say that, you know, using the pneumatic impact guns and electric impact guns is not sufficient to tighten the wheel bolts and lug nuts on wheels. And everybody does it the wrong way. Walmart, everybody, they all use impact guns and electric impact guns and pneumatic impact guns. Any comments?
I don't know enough to comment. It just makes me hope that every time I get my car serviced, they know what to do.
Okay, well, here's what I'm talking about. I believe you've heard, you've bought tires, right?
Yep.
And you hear this hammering of, you know, out in the shop, you hear this, you know, rat-a-tat-a-tat. That's the impact gun. They're using either mostly pneumatic air-powered impact guns to take the lug nuts off and to put them on. So they are not doing it by hand to make sure that the lug nuts are on right. Now, you have the hands of a surgeon, skilled hands, and you can tell by feel and touch. Well, I've seen you use hypodermic needles and infusions, and you know your hands aren't shaking, and you know you've got the skill and you've got the touch and you've got the experience, so that you know by art and by science how to do it. I don't think these other guys do. I don't think these young people who handle these impact guns know exactly what they're doing, and so. I just wanted to say that I'm very, very concerned about the car in front of you, the car alongside of you, and the car behind you, because vehicles are not being maintained properly today, in my opinion.
Wow.
So that's my public service announcement. And I'll bet you have never seen anybody use a hand torque wrench to tighten the bolts on a wheel. They always, whether you go to the big tire chains or Walmart or wherever you get your dealer for your tires, no matter where you go, they do it with an impact gun. I'm certain of it because I've never seen it. We're the only guys I know that do it, the old-fashioned hard way. And by the way, if you read the owner's manual of your vehicle, it'll tell you, don't use an impact gun on your wheels because you'll bend the wheels. Do it by hand. They tell you that, but nobody does. Not even Sam's Club. So that was my thought. Do you have any comments about what you've been teaching Dr. Shuley in the last several weeks on the radio, on the video, and in your broadcast that you want to share with us?
Well, I was on Saturday Night Alive on Saturday. Whatever it was, I was up past my bedtime, and it was all about self-regulation and self-training. As usual, because that to me is the most important thing in the world, is to train your own brain so that you can rely upon it for your health instead of somebody else or something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got in my hands a copy of a book. It's got a yellow cover. I'm looking for the publication date. Let's see. I'm getting close to it. 1977, I believe, it was published in 1977.
That'd be 90 Days to Self-Health.
That's it. 90 Days to Self-Health, the revolutionary step-by-step guide to mind and body harmony through diet, vitamins, and exercise by C. Period Norman Shuley, MD. And it says here, Dr. Shuley has developed a progressive training system for relaxation of the body, mind, and spirit from the Library Journal. And the interesting thing about this is some people valued their books. And I was able to buy this used on the Internet. It's out of print, isn't it, Dr. Shuley?
Okay. But it is still available online on my mm-hmm. website.
Okay. As a download, right?
Yeah, but it's free.
It's free? Great. Okay, class, 90 Days to Self-Health. Self-Health, H-E-A-L-T-H. And that's at normshuley.com. And in this particular book has what looks like a notary public seal on it. And it says DCW, and that would be the initials of the previous owner. And it says this guy was so proud of this book, owning it, that he stamped it with one of those real expensive seals, raised seal, and he was an MD, or is an MD. So an MD bought and read your book, and I bought it from him. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Sheila's with us, medical doctor, PhD, author, farmer, Native American medicine man, researcher, surgeon of the year, the most experienced person in most fields that I have ever had the pleasure to befriend. Dr. Sheila, you have in on page 20 of 90 Days to Self-Health, you have the following sentence, quote, "I could give examples of almost any illness you wish to mention in which the problem has been cleared up by the use of biogenic techniques. I could give you an equal number of examples in which the problem has been aggravated badly by a person's negative emotions. I therefore conclude that if all these symptoms and diseases could be caused by emotional distress, then controlling emotional excesses mentally, one can learn to control most symptoms and most disease processes," or processes, as, however you would like to pronounce it.
And I have not changed my mind in all these years since 1977.
And so, Dr. Sheila, I believe what you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'd like to kind of enhance these thoughts for our class, paint a mental picture, if you will. I believe you're saying that outlook is really important. If a person has a negative outlook, they're not going to be anywhere near as healthy as if they look at things on the bright side and have a positive outlook. Is that the meat of what you're saying?
Exactly. You wallowing in manure, you come out smelling.
Yeah, yeah. And my mom used to say, Vinny, you are known by the friends you keep. Now, is that translate, through osmosis, if you will, so that if you hang around with people who are grumpy and angry and look at the world in negative ways all the time, that can rub off and you can be unhealthy just by your associations?
Yes. No question mm-hmm. about it. You can't afford mm-hmm. the luxury of, hanging out with dumbbells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I have a couple articles in front of me. I normally don't do this, but I just wanted to put an exclamation point on something that you've been saying. I found this on the internet, and let me just read this headline. And this is something that you have been saying for years, but it's finally caught on. Quote, Daily Mail, falling sperm counts are a threat to human survival, expert warns. Dr. Swan is a foremost expert on fertility at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. Her new book, Countdown, predicts that a large share of the world's human population will not be able to reproduce on their own by 2050. That's not too far. That's like 29 years from now. Her 2017 study found that sperm counts declined by more than 50% between 1973 and 2011 at a rate of a little over 1% per year, meaning 1% decline per year. CDC estimated that 9% of men were infertile in 2018. So Dr. Swan's study suggests that that rate would rise to 41% by 2050. Continues to say, although fertility is complex, Dr. Swan theorizes that everywhere chemicals, quote, everywhere chemicals, end quote, called phthalates, if I'm pronouncing that right, which are used in countless products, are driving the trend, end quote. Dr. Shealy, nothing new in what you've been saying that for years. And they
exactly.
just figured it out.
Actually, the total sperm count in 1960 was 150 million. Today, it is 40 million average. And actually, 20 million is infertile. And I've been working with infertile men since the early 90s. And it's mainly due to fluoride.
Fluoride. Well, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, and it's if you buy a can of soup, if you buy pasta, if you buy dairy, all of these products are generally made in cities, and they use city water, which is almost 100% fluoridated. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. We'll talk more about this class.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Myanmar police fired on protesters around the country on Sunday in the bloodiest day in weeks of demonstrations against a military coup. At least 18 people were killed, said the United Nations. President Biden offered his support on Sunday to union organizing efforts as Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse vote on whether to unionize. In a video posted on Twitter, the president told workers that are considering joining a union that they face a vitally important choice. Virginia lawmakers approved a bill on Saturday that will legalize recreational marijuana in 2024. Virginia will be the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana for adults. Putting to rest talk of a third party to break off from the GOP, President Trump said there will be only one Republican Party, united all the way. Trump spoke at the American Conservative Union Conference in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden was in Texas Friday. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from the storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank, and a briefing from acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
At least 4.3 million Texans lost electricity at one point last week during the winter storm. Millions more lost water or were under a boil advisory. NASCAR's winner Sunday, William Byron, talks about winning after a tough start this NASCAR season.
Which was going to be good, and we had some issues. So it was a tough start to the season, but we didn't think about that going into this week. We just thought about executing a good race, and, it's always nice when the speed's there, but I feel like, we put in the effort to make sure it was, and, it was kind of a flawless weekend, really.
NASCAR continues this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, in case you missed it, at the bottom of the hour news, there was a special interview about NASCAR racing, and I want to give you the highlights of it. It'll only take one sentence to do it, so you might want to write this down in case you missed it. The person being interviewed, I guess, was a NASCAR driver, and he said about car racing, he said, it's always nice when the speed is there. It's always nice when the speed is there. So make sure you write that down, because that was the most important thing that he said. I just can't believe it. When I listen to these sports reports by these bumbling people who can hardly get a sentence or a fragment of a sentence out, and they come up with something like that, NASCAR racing, it's always nice when the speed is there. That's what the whole thing is about. Any, I can't believe how far radio has fallen, Dr. Shealy. I have almost, I have almost worn out the search button on my radio. When I go to the big city, Springfield, which is very, very seldom, you know, I would push next, 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 and I can't find anything. You know, in an hour drive to Springfield, I can't find anything worth listening to on most radio stations. It's hurry, 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 get it, because, you know, we've got for you, if you call right now, you will win a free ticket to the BB Gun Expo in Branson, and you'll get a free ticket to the BB Gun Museum. Really? Who wants to see that? Are you finding the same thing, or is it just my radio?
It's the same. I haven't turned on television in over 3.5 years. I listen to the radio maybe 20 minutes a day coming to and from work. Other than that, I don't pay attention to any of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and there's probably only one or two stations in Springfield that, you know, might have something local information, and KICK is one of them. That's the one you're on that has local information. That's pretty much where it's at. So, Dr. Shealy, this thing about the sperm count, you mentioned fluoride. Is there anything else driving sperm count down? Would it be something like, these estrogen mimickers that are in dishwashing detergent, laundry detergent, etc.? Would that be also a contributing factor? Or
oh, absolutely. And, of course, don't forget glyphosate. It is a poison to every organ in your body, including your fertility organs.
And
65% of all the rain, 75% of all the rain in this country has Roundup in it.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way we can avoid this, because if you go out and get some rain on you, you're getting glyphosate. If you drink water from the city, it's got glyphosate, and it's probably even in well water, because well water is, frankly, it's rain that's been filtered through the filter media, which is the ground, right?
Yep.
So what do we do, Dr. Shealy? Filtered water, obviously, you do it, we do it. What is that it? Is that all we can do?
Well, I mean, you could filter even the water coming out of your well and get rid of the fluoride in it, but I don't know that anything will remove all the junk. I'm not sure, for instance, the Berkey, which is the one we use here at the office, I'm not sure it removes glyphosate. I know it's supposed to remove fluoride and chloride, but what about glyphosate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we use ProPure here, and the ProPure is a little bit different. I haven't seen the latest Berkey element, but ProPure has a ceramic shell. It's a hard shell infused with silver. So the silver attempts to kill the biologicals in the water. Then inside this shell are carbon granules, which absorb lots of chemicals. And there is ProPure claims that they can reduce the fluoride in the water as well. So I don't know what the Berkey does, but carbon block filter is a really good start, and that's what Berkey was. They take coconut shells, heat them up, and make carbon, and then they compress the carbon into a cylindrical shape, and the water goes through this through gravity, slowly through this cylindrical filter, and the toxins are absorbed by the carbon, which is a great way to go. Then you throw out the carbon, which has accumulated all these toxins in it. So it's kind of like an oil filter for a car, except it's for water. And I think it works really, really pretty well, both of them. But we've standardized here at our house on the ProPure. And here's our thought, Dr. Shealy, and I'd love to hear your comments. We could test the water Once a year. However, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So if we test it today, something could happen, right? And we could be poisoning ourselves tomorrow. So what we do is we filter the water anyway. Your thoughts?
I think it's wise. I think it's extremely wise to do the best you can. And I don't know how to go beyond that. Until the government comes smart enough to ban things like Monsanto, we're in trouble.
And, you know, that was, at the bottom of the hour news, there was a small report about Texas. And, of course, we all know that in Texas they lost the grid. Power went down. And when that happened, those sub-freezing temperatures, the pipes froze. And when it warmed up a little bit, the pipes broke. So the infrastructure's busted in Texas and lots of homes. And the damage is probably incalculable. It won't figure it out for years, all the damage that's happened because of the broken pipes and the people who've gotten sick and the people who've died from not having power. And what a mess. And then we have these government people saying, you know, we're going to have to do better. Really? They should have done better before. Not talk about doing better after. They always do this. They always say, you know, we learned a lot. We're going to have to do better. We can't let this happen again. But they do over and over because I think people who are in government are substandard. They're not very smart. They really aren't. Dr. Shuley, have you seen a real smart government type, regardless of level, top, bottom, left, right?
That's asking a question that can't be answered anywhere in the world, because there ain't none.
Right. Well, I absolutely agree. I have not seen a government person that really knows much about anything. I remember sitting in a car with my truck with a government representative. He was elected. He spent 8 years in government at the second highest level in the state. And he voted for ethanol to be added to gasoline. And I looked at him. I was behind the wheel. I turned to him and I said, have you ever taken a science class? Seriously, it takes more energy to make a gallon of ethanol than a gallon of ethanol has. Why would anybody do that? And I don't think he ever took a science class, whether it be 8th grade, 7th grade, 6th grade, 5th grade. I think he was sleeping. Why would anybody do that? He said, you don't know the pressure. You don't know the pressure we're on. So I guess maybe someone had pictures or photographs or something, and they said, hey, listen, if you don't vote for this, we're going to tell. We're going to tell and show, and it'd be terrible for you. So vote yes for ethanol. I think that's what happens. So I think if you use that as an example, I think that's why we have glyphosate. I think that's why we have no labels on our cans of food that say what's in it, or boxes, or even colors, even food colors. I mean, why, Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about food colors in food?
Well, let's put it this way. Don't use them. I don't believe in them.
I remember being in Aldi. I haven't been out for over a year. I wanted to mention that, too. I haven't been to a supermarket food store, big box store, for like 14 months. And it's okay with me. I don't need to go. But I remember when I did, there was this young mother, and she was at Aldi, and she had her toddler in the basket seat of the shopping cart. And she was pushing it. And this guy had this little, like, kind of like a lollipop, a cross between a lollipop and a, what do they call those things that young children put in their mouth, pacifier. Okay, it was like a pacifier with a ring on it, but it was like a lollipop also, and it was blue. And this young child, maybe 2 years old, one and a half, pulled this thing out of his mouth, and his entire mouth was blue. I mean blue, like navy blue, like a car might be painted navy blue. It was disgusting. And this mother obviously saw when she bought this that it was blue. She obviously saw that her son was wearing it all over his hands and face and tongue and mouth, his lips. Everything was blue. But obviously impervious to the understanding that this is dangerous. And there's no reason to have blue anything added to any food. So are we destroying our intestines with this? And stomach and esophagus and tongue and... What are we doing, Dr. Shirley, with this?
Everything.
All right. So from a physiological perspective, when we eat these dyes, red, blue, green, yellow, whatever they are, doesn't that get into our blood? Doesn't that get into our brain? Doesn't that get into our sperm? Doesn't that get into our ovaries? I mean, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Poison.
I know that at Easter time, some of the people who raise chickens will inject green and blue and red and yellow dye into the eggs. So when the eggs are hatched, you get blue chicks, and you know they grow out of it. But I mean, it's nuts. Well, have you ever seen those, Dr. Shealy, those multicultural chickens or chicks?
It's part of what I call modern insanity.
It is. It is insanity. Well, one of the things I got a whole bunch of things on the list for today's discussion. Do you have anything you'd like to go over before I bring up some of these?
Nope. Go ahead.
Okay. So I made some coffee this morning, and whoever gets up first makes the coffee. And we have an electric coffee maker, and it's made by Black & Decker, and it's really simple. It's got a timer on it, but basically all we do is we put the filtered water in the canister. We put I mix 50% or so decaffeinated with 50% ground coffee, and I press the button and coffee comes out. And the coffee filter that we use is a stainless steel, very, very fine screen, and it is reusable. So it's not a paper filter that, you know, just throw out the coffee grounds. And there's several reasons. One is I'm thinking about the dioxins in the paper, whether it be brown paper or white paper, coffee filters. And the other thing is I want to put the coffee grounds in the compost pile. I don't want to throw them out because it's valuable. When we come back, would you share with us your thoughts about coffee filters being paper, brown paper, white paper bleached with dioxins versus a reusable coffee filter? What are your thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my very close and very dear friend, Dr. Norman Shuley. And Dr. Shuley befriended me before I befriended him. He was first. And and that was about 10 years ago in the studio at a radio station in Springfield, Missouri. And Dr. Shuley, I really want to say thank you for extending that friendship. It's been wonderful, and I love broadcasting with you on Mondays, and it's wonderful seeing you. And by the way, our chickens are just starting to lay eggs again. The cold and the darkness has shut off their egg-producing ability, but they're starting to come back. So next time we swing through Springfield, we'll be bringing you some brown eggs. So back to coffee. What do you think about the paper filters versus the reusable stainless steel, very, very fine mesh screen? Which do you use?
I prefer the stainless steel, but you can't always have it with you when you travel.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we do that. We use the stainless steel one, and the break-even point is roughly 100 pots of coffee. So, you know, that would be a third of a year, roughly speaking. So they're about $5 or $6. You can get them, and they're sold with a brand name, Gold, G-O-L-D, space T-O-N-E, Gold Tone. And if you're really careful with them and you don't use metal when you clean them with a spoon and remove the old grounds, and don't put the grounds down the sink because you'll clog your drain pipes. So, you know, just put it in a plate or something and put it in the garden. But when you wash out this stainless steel screen, be very, very careful to fully rinse many, many, many times the detergent, because it's easy for detergent to stick on the screen and then you'll be drinking detergent. Your thoughts about drinking liquid detergent as a residue on the screen, Dr. Shuley?
Minimally to moderately poison.
Yeah. Yeah. So What we do is we're very, very careful. We look in all the nicks and crannies and make sure that we rinse forward and backward, meaning we rinse from the outside of the screen inward so that any lodged particles get removed. Now, it's extra work, but you will not be, you know, poisoning yourself with the dioxins that come in the paper filters. Dr. Schiller, do you have a recommended coffee-making type device, whether it be a percolator or a press or an electric coffee maker? Is there one that you like best?
Well, actually, it's one where you pour it into a glass thing about 20 ounces deep, and you just pour the hot water over it, and then you push down a stainless steel thing that has a filter of plastic and other filter below, and then you just drain it that way. I understand.
Okay, that would be yes, that would be a coffee press.
Yeah.
I think they're also called a, yeah, like a French, I think it's a French style or design making for making coffee. I've never used one. I've seen them. I've seen images of them, but I've never used one. So going back to, we use a Black & Decker electric coffee maker. And it's been going for 7-8 years now. They're $20 on, you can get it from the Chinese factory outlet, you know, Walmart. And it's been working fine. And we clean it out with a little bit of white vinegar. And we run that through, mix it with some water, run it through. And that removes any of the deposits that might be left over in the heating element system of the coffee maker. So you can take, let's say 3 ounces or 4 ounces of white vinegar, mix it with 3 or 4 ounces of water, put it in the hopper, and turn it on. And that will clean out and dissolve, you know, the lime deposits and the hard water deposits inside your electric coffee maker. And you should do that, you know, once a month at least. Dr. Schiller, back in around 1900, maybe 1905, there was the first successful demonstration and manufacturing of decaffeinated coffee. And it was done by a German coffee merchant. And it was called Sanka, S-A-N-K-A, for sale in the United States. And I believe S-A-N means without, K-A would be caffeine in German. So without caffeine, coffee. And it tasted, you know, almost the same as non-modified regular ground coffee. But what they did was they used benzene. And so benzene is a chemical solvent, and they used that to have the caffeine be dissolved in the benzene. So this coffee, Sanka, which was made by a company called Cafe, K-A-F-F-E-E space H-A-G, was the first to produce the instant decaffeinated coffee. But it was a carcinogen. It would cause cancer. And so let's talk a little bit about that and what companies have done to us over the years. And I don't think they do it anymore, but we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.